prepare for the King of Kings. The beginning of the Advent season is a tradition in many Christian churches that helps believers prepare their hearts, minds, and lives for the coming of the Messiah. The word Advent means something new is arriving or has arrived. It's a look back to his first coming as a Savior and a look forward to his second coming as a judge in the world. Wow, that's so powerful. Have you ever prepared for Christmas like this? It feels like Advent has been hijacked. It's pretty normal in the U.S. to spend weeks buying gifts and decorating the home, buying a Christmas tree and planning a road trip to visit family or friends. Schools often prepare pageants or concerts, and churches spend time and money on gift giveaways and the acts of compassion. Unfortunately, the Advent tradition has largely been neglected in most Christian homes. I'm afraid that we've lost something very special. How much time do you spend preparing for the arrival of the great King of Kings and Lord of Lords? The wise men must have taken years to discover the prophetic sign of the coming Messiah and to organize their trip. In Matthew, we see the long journey that was evidenced in their incredible efforts. Matthew 2 says, "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, 'Where is the one who's been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and I have come to worship him.'" Wow. Tradition tells us that these were not Jews or particularly religious people. They were scientists and astrologers. In fact, they represent a group called, I call them seekers, seekers of God and of the truth. Listen, are you a seeker? Do you know any seekers? Seekers do whatever they can to find the truth, the joy, peace, and even the Messiah. I'd like to invite you to join me on an Advent journey in these next few weeks. We'll spend time praying and fasting, repenting, loving, caring, sharing, and reevaluating our traditions and lives. I feel a strange sense of destiny on this journey. It's not about an old tradition, but an expedition we'll take with the Holy Spirit. All this is so important because we're celebrating the birth of Christ and his return. Maranatha, Jesus, come, Lord, come. 1 Corinthians 16:22. We will be ready. And don't forget that you're a miracle, and I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.